BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Afghan Defence Ministry has insisted the country has enough soldiers to fight insurgents after a US government report said the strength of the security forces had declined sharply. The American analysis paper said the number of security personnel had dropped by 10% in a year. Here's our South Asia editor Anbarasa Natarajan.
They're pointing out to a variety of reasons, one of them being cuts because of the funding constraints by the Afghan National Army. And there are also other reasons. The number of attacks in Afghanistan have increased over the past 2 years, and there are reports that the Afghan army was taking around 5,000 casualties per year. Number of soldiers who are deserting the army is also on the rise.
The Armenian opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan has told Parliament he's committed to holding early elections if it elects him Prime Minister. Mr. Pashinyan was speaking as thousands of his supporters packed the main square in the capital Yerevan to acclaim his expected appointment. Mr. Pashinyan, who's the only candidate, warned there would be consequences if his election was blocked.
I want to clearly state from this rostrum, you did not understand and still don't understand the situation in the country. And I want to warn you directly that your attempts to interpret the tolerance of the pan-national movement as weakness could cause a political tsunami, literally.
Reports from northern Syria say 23 civilians have been killed in an airstrike on a village held by Islamic State militants. Earlier, a US-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab fighters said it was relaunching its campaign against IS in the region. Alan Johnston reports.
The US-backed alliance, known as the Syrian Democratic Forces, has driven the Islamic State group out of vast swathes of northern Syria. But when the militants appeared to be on the verge of final defeat in January, the SDF paused its campaign. It was distracted by a Turkish army invasion of northwestern Syria. But now the alliance says it has reorganized its ranks and it's ready to resume its efforts to drive IS out of small areas it holds near the Iraqi frontier.
BBC News.